Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, and we welcome you again to the study of God's precious Word and the beloved blessed portion of Scripture from the words of the Lord Jesus in John 14. Shall we not quote those precious words again? Verses 1 through 3. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. May God bless the hearing of these wonderful words from the incomparable lips and the great heart of the Lord Jesus toward his own. What a joy to consider the Father's house, that wonderful home where the redeemed saints of this age will be taken to be with the Lord at the wonderful event of the rapture. We have touched upon the reality of that home, and blessed be the truth. I believe in its reality because of my faith in God, because of my faith in Christ, and because of my faith in the Word of God, which reveals the truth about it. We've also considered its locality, that it is a place, the highest pinnacle of the universe, in the immediate presence of the Father in the home above, where the Father himself dwells, where the beloved and blessed Savior now is, yes, where holy angels are, and where many of the departed spirits of the believers have gone to be with Christ, which is far better. And we have also considered the felicity of that home with all of its blessings. We thank God for such a home to which the beloved Savior promises to take his own. Now shall we consider another blessed truth regarding that home, which the Savior reveals. If you read in verse 2, in my Father's house, says the Lord Jesus, are many mansions. Underscore that word many. Emphasize it. What does it imply? Does it not suggest to us the immensity of that home? In my Father's house are many mansions or abiding places. And what a joy it is to recognize. This brings before our minds the immensity of the Father's house. You ask the question, how large is it? That would be impossible for us to estimate. When we think particularly of this present age of church history, that since the Lord Jesus went back to heaven and his disciples began to preach the gospel, commanded by the Savior to go into all the world and preach the message of salvation, it is impossible to estimate how many, what a multitude of souls have made Christ as their Savior and Lord, accepting his invitation, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yes, may we be reminded that in Luke's Gospel chapter 14, you have the parable of the great supper told by the Lord Jesus. A certain Lord made a great supper, and at supper time he commanded his servant to go and invite and bring those who were bidden, saying, come, for all things are now ready. What a joy to know that through the age of Christianity, that invitation has been going out. My beloved, have you answered it yet? Come, for God invites children to come. God invites old people to come. God invites middle-aged people to come. Yes, God invites everybody who will to come. Why? Well, at the end of that parable, the Lord Jesus made the statement that the Lord of the feast said, my house will be filled. Can I repeat those words? That my house may be filled? My beloved, may I suggest, and we have the scripture supporting it, the Father intends to fill the home. There'll never be a vacancy. There'll never be a seat unoccupied. There'll never be a place where there'll be a person missing. The house will be filled. Oh, beloved, how soon that home will be filled, we know not. When there'll be no more reservations to be found, God alone knows that. But how important it is that the necessity of accepting the gracious invitation to come should be made known. My beloved, have you answered the invitation? Have you responded to the grace, the love, the mercy, and the greatness of God's heart to invite whosoever will may come? There must still be room, even after all these centuries, and it proves the fact of its immensity. I think of the words of an old hymn. Long ago in childhood we sang it. Millions have reached that blissful shore, and still there's room for millions more. I wonder about the latter refrain. One wonders, surely, the house must be getting filled. There is still room, I'm sure, I would not be here. But, my beloved friend, may I ask, will you be there when the time comes to enter that home? Yes, rejoice with me in the immensity of it. But may I remind you, my friend, if you are not ready to go, you better get ready before it would ever be too late. But then in the same verse that we have suggested, we not only consider its immensity, but said the Lord Jesus, in my Father's house are many mansions. And consider that word mansions with me. For the Savior means, in my Father's house there are many abiding, eternal abiding places. Now the Greek word translated to the English word mansions implies the thought of permanency. When we consider that home, not only its reality, not only its locality, not only its felicity, not only its immensity, but we can consider the great truth of its permanency. 'Twill be a permanent home, one that can never be lost nor taken away from us. But my beloved friend, may I ask you, do you have a permanent place in that home waiting for you? Now, is it possible for any creature mind to conceive the glory of this wonderful fact? For we are living in a transient and a temporal experience and existence as we pass through the earth. We're only here for a little time. Our days may, and they are short, in contrast to eternity. For, said the apostle as he wrote to the Corinthians, the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen, they are eternal. And that is according to the word of God in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18. Oh, beloved, let me remind you again of the permanency of that eternal home. The home that you have now, 'tis but a temporary one. Whether it be mortgaged or whether it be not mortgaged, you know very well, my friend, 'tis appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so that inevitably we shall leave our earthly homes. But may I raise the question, do you have a home in heaven? Ah, my beloved, there is a choice for you to make. For the blessed God of glory makes it very clear in his precious word that there are only two places whereby we shall spend, in one place or the other, our eternity. One is heaven, and the other is hell. One will be the glory of the Father's house. One will be, the other will be the banishment into eternal separation from God. Oh, my beloved friend, think of the great heart of the Father. Think of the great heart of the Lord Jesus, your Savior and my Savior, coming from that home above, down to this earth below, that he might bring us to that eternal home at the entrance of eternity when we depart out of this. Please may I ask you, my beloved, where will you spend eternity? As it has been properly stated, 'tis heaven or hell for you and me. Make now your choice. Which shall it be? The Savior invites you to the Father's house. The Father himself invites you to come. then why not come? My beloved friend, have you the assurance of an eternal home after this life? Whatever may be the greatness or even the small character of your earthly home, whether it is great, whether it is small, you will someday leave it. And where will you go? I recall very vividly at the moment, in the hospital addressing a dear man whom I was seeking to witness to for the Lord. And when I talked with him, he had no desire to let me read the scriptures, and I had to do my best to speak of the Lord and of the heavenly home. And on one occasion I recall that he told me, I have five homes in this country. I have five homes in this country. Well, beloved, he's a wealthy man, without question of doubt. But he didn't have a home in heaven. And oh, when I told him there was only one door to heaven, he said, who said that? Then I told him who said it. Jesus said, I'm the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved. My beloved, when Christ is your Savior, with the psalmist you will be able to say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The blessed words of that shepherd psalm, chapter 23 and verse 6. Ah, my beloved, the Father's house is a permanent home. I beg of you, my radio friend, if never you have, why don't you make sure today that you will reach, not on your own merit, but if the Lord Jesus Christ is your shepherd, Savior, and Lord, you will reach that home. Can you say with assurance, the Lord is not a shepherd, not the shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd? Have you made him yours? Many dear people know the 23rd Psalm, but many dear people do not know the shepherd. My friend, do you? When you know him, you can be assured of being in that permanent home to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May God the Holy Spirit bring conviction and salvation to some dear friend who may not yet have the joy of being assured of getting into the home above. Come now, trust the Savior for his name's sake. Father, bless thy word to the glory of our Lord. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.